This is True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us, one track at a time. We're still on the road with Dana Gresh and Stacey Rudolph. Stacey's spinning some tunes straight up from the new True Girl Crazy for Jesus tour album. As the name implies, we're learning about being crazy for Jesus. We're supposed to stand out from the unbelieving world around us, and we stand up for what's true. We'll learn how to do it, tune by tune. Here's episode 4 of season 11. It's called, How Crazy Cool Is It to Be a Girl? I am a true girl. Here's Dana.
Oh, I don't know why this bus has so many mirrors. I mean, I feel like I'm looking at myself everywhere I turn.
Why are you surprised by that? You've been on here too many times to count.
I know, but it's never bothered me before. I keep scaring myself. I guess I'm a little jumpy today. It's probably that mystery movie you had us watch in the back lounge last night. I feel like there's someone waiting around every corner.
Okay, one, that movie wasn't scary at all. You jumped at a friendly bulldog in a junkyard. It was a kid's movie. And wow. Two, trust me, this bus is so small that if there were another person on here besides me, you, and Dave, the bus driver, we'd know it.
True.
You know, that mirror in front of you reminds me of show days. I'd be getting ready for the True Girl show right there. Putting on stage makeup. I gotta say, although I love the shows, the makeup part was kind of rough at first for me. I've just never been that kind of girl, you know? The makeup wearing kind.
Yeah, I understand. You're more of a basketball girl than a ball gown girl for sure. And Stacey, I love that about you. Thanks for always being a good sport, though. Stage makeup is important. It helps the audience see your facial features a lot better since they aren't very close to you. You know what?
What?
You should let me DJ again today. I did okay last time, right? I think I'm a great DJ.
All DJs think they're great. You did do a good job, though. Is the song you're thinking of from the new True Girl Crazy for Jesus album?
You know it.
Well, let it play then.
Freaking. DJ Dana on the scene.
Oh, boy. Just play the song, please.
All right, here it is, Great to Be a Girl from the True Girl Crazy for Jesus album. And for the record, this is my favorite song on the whole album.
We can dance, we play sports, no one of us the same for sure. Different colors, different shapes, God made us all a perfect way. We know with God we can do anything.
Louder, a little bit louder. Girls, you're united around the world.
that good? I mean, it's exactly what we're talking about. There are so many types of girls, and no type is better than the other.
I agree. We're all on the same team. Let's encourage one another, not compete, you know?
Yeah, I know. And when we start to play the comparison game, we set ourselves up to believe lies. Mm-hmm. We'll say things like, well, since I don't love wearing dresses like she does, I must not be a real girl. Or, if I don't look awesome in pick a color, I'm not like other girls.
Mm.
Or, if I like hunting with my dad, does that make me less of a girl? But the truth is that God made no mistake when he chose you to be female.
That's right.
And our gender has a very important purpose. Grab your Bible, Stacy. Read Genesis 1, 26 and 27 for me, please.
You got it. All right. Here it is, Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image, to be like us." So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Wow, we were created in God's likeness. That means we were created to make people remember and think about him, because there are things about us that are like him. How cool is that?
It's very cool. I mean, think about this. God could have chosen so many things about us that are God-like, like our ability to use language, the fact that we'd figure out how to overcome gravity and fly to the moon, or our creative abilities to write songs and paint pictures. These are also God-like. But when he looked at us, he said, "It's your maleness and your femaleness that makes you so very much in my image."
Wow.
So being a boy or being a girl, it's a big deal. And I think it's great to be a girl. It's important, whether you're wearing a dress or super cool camo pants.
Or carrying a ball gown or a basketball. Mm. It's pretty cool to be a girl if you ask me.
Yes, it sure is. And here's another important reminder. Being excited to be girls doesn't mean we think we're better than boys.
Amen. None of that girls rule, boys drool nonsense.
Exactly. Boys represent God too and should be excited that God chose to make them male. Together, our two genders paint the complete picture of God.
They sure do. Even though I choose no makeup most days, I have to say that I eventually enjoyed getting ready for the True Girl Live event. I love that I can be a tomboy sometimes and a ball gown girl others, but still be 1,000% girl. It is great to be a girl.
The song? Sure, I'll play it again.
Whoa, whoa, pump your brakes, DJ.
It's great to be a girl. Hopefully, you feel the same way. Be the girl God made you to be, whether that includes ball gowns and tiaras or basketballs and cool kicks. Either style can reflect him. To get your own copy of the True Girl Crazy for Jesus album, go to mytruegirl.com. When you do, we'll send you a CD. Right now, we haven't released it on Spotify or anything because, well, honestly, we have to pay for it before we do that. So consider buying a CD. It's got lyrics and Bible verses in the sleeve. Maybe even buy a stack of them to give out as gifts for friends. That's at mytruegirl.com. And join us next time when we'll talk about being crazy honest with God about our feelings. The True Girl Podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ. Great to Be a Girl, lyrics and music by Carmen Hadley and David Tulin.